Connection to root means searching for environments safe enough to become our own most selves without compliance or breaking our souls, leaving us shamed. We do not invent such a root. We discover it, uncover it. So root means connection to a source we receive, and that means dependence. And roots anchor us in a specific time, a specific place, a particularity, which extends from the imaginative elaborating on body functions that we've been given and beginning of symbols, all the way to a sense of connection to that something more that gives us permission to have a bigger human life, feeling more fully human emotions of love, of hate, of permissiveness, kindness, curiosity. It feeds the social atmosphere in which we dwell. And the efforts from depth psychology, trying to find root in all those meanings, they make a difference in the world. They put into it a subjectivity connected to the source and origin of life itself, and whatever we come to call its author. Root also means connection to an unknown quantity, perhaps a square root of an impossible number, but definitely the elegant mathematical equations of quantum physics and the theory of relativity physics. This allows us to gain faith that we could tolerate the paradox that at the same time we're a mere speck in the universe in multitude of universes, and that our particular life matters. And then we can get elbow room to see what we subjectively conceive and objectively perceive, create a space between them where soul awakenings happen, where creating a world that tolerates our intense aliveness happens. But that aliveness includes destructiveness, and the rhizome itself has destructive or aggressive elements. It twists its shape to aggressively locate itself in soil. It sends out filaments to connect and to give a good base.